Every year this day we read one of the accounts of the passion and death of Jesus, this year from St. Mark's Gospel. And there's not much need to say very much after reading the solemn account of the suffering and death of Jesus. What's really important is to allow it to sink into our heart and soul. Because this is the deepest mystery of our faith, that Jesus came to suffer and die for us, that we could have eternal life. That greater love hath no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. That God loved the world so much that he sent his only Son, that the world not perish, but have eternal life. This is the deepest mystery of our faith. And this is what ought to distinguish us, that we live in thanksgiving and gratitude for that act of humility and obedience of Jesus. And I would just invite you, if you can, this week, take some time and just take out the Bible and read over the accounts of the Passion with a great open heart of thanksgiving and praise to God. Because it makes all the difference in our lives. That we're a people who redeemed and saved. We're a people with a future. And the future is good thanks to the sacrifice of Jesus. That there's hope for us all, no matter how tough our circumstances may be now. But there's a future that's with God. That whatever we've done wrong in the past can be forgiven through the blood of Jesus. Whatever we're guilty of, whatever mess we've made, is all wiped away by the love, the obedience of Jesus. At the beginning of the Mass, I read from that Gospel of John about that procession into Jerusalem on this day, Palm Sunday. We also call it Passion Sunday. But it was that moment, days before his crucifixion, that he came into Jerusalem to the cries of all the crowd, singing Hosanna in the highest, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. And they laid down palm branches and their cloaks to honor him as that king of the Jews entered triumphantly into his city, the holy city of Jerusalem, and into his father's house, a house of prayer, the temple. And everyone was praising him. And we know 5 days later, the tables would turn and everybody would turn against him. And as we read the Passion, the part of the crowd which you all spoke out, crucify him, crucify him. That identifies us all with that crowd that turned against Jesus, that initially welcomed him, but then rejected him. It's a reminder to us all that we're capable of that. That we can be a Judas. That we can be a Saint Peter who professed his love for Christ, that he would be willing to die for him. And then when challenged by a servant girl, denied even knowing Jesus. We know we're capable of that. And we've been guilty of that. But through the blood of Jesus, we're washed clean. Then we read that letter to the Philippians, the beautiful letter of St. Paul, where it says that Jesus did not cling to his divinity, but became one of us. And emptied himself and became obedient to the Father up to death on the cross. in this great act of humility. And it's through that humility and obedience that we're saved. And so St. Paul says, now every tongue must proclaim that Jesus is Lord, because through that death and resurrection, he has set us free. And so all of us should praise the name of Jesus as we look upon the crucifix where he's lifted up, the source of our salvation. And every day of our lives, give thanks and praise to God, to Jesus, the Son of God, who gave himself for us. I invite you to make this Holy Week a week of prayer and reflection on the love of Jesus for us, on the salvation that he won for us, and on the hope that he's given to us all.